May 28, 1906. Sanitarium, California. May 28, 1906. Melrose and Loma Linda are both very beautiful places. Each has excellent advantages, and these two places near cities will open the way for the truth to find access to many people who have never heard it. Elder Haskell and wife have begun work at San Bernardino, and they are sparing no pains. They are doing their best. They labor earnestly to keep the workers all alive and interested to sell the literature, and the work is certainly taking hold. Some souls have already taken their stand. We feel deeply interested to see our cities worked. We hope that our workers in Boston will have courage in the Lord. The Lord is soon to come, and there is need that every talent shall be improved. I have seen the city of San Francisco, and what a scene of devastation it presents. We were an hour and a half riding through the ruins. As we looked at such complete destruction, we could hardly realize that the largest city in California was in ruins. We shall do all we possibly can to get the truth before the people now. The special number of the signs of the times is a medium through which much good will be accomplished. If I were 25 years younger, I would certainly take up labor in the cities, but I must reach them with the pen. Looking at the tall buildings in San Francisco, some of them having one side still standing, it seemed to say, "The touch of the Lord's finger will lay in ruins the most costly and the highest of buildings." One of the standing walls of these high structures came down with a crash as we were looking at it. The completeness of the ruin cannot be described. We know not what may come next to arouse the people to investigate Bible truth. The day of the Lord will come unlooked for, as a thief in the night. If these awful calamities do not make an impression on our minds, what will? "Be ye also ready, for in such a day as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." Ellen G. White.